And that was the first time I saw the foundry. Dark, dirty, dangerous. That's what they call it. See, sand we can still find a way to dispose, but how to dispose dust? We found somewhere that plastic could be used as a bonding agent for dust. And that's when we started trying with plastic and combining the two.
The beauty about the SPVs is that I could literally send it back to the shredder, recast them, remold them into another shape, and then that takes, you know, a new life altogether.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Manish Kothari, Director of Rhino Machines, and Sridhar, the partner at R Plus D Studios, Silica Plastic Blocks. Welcome, Manish and Sridhar. Manish joins us from Anand, Gujarat, and Sridhar joins us from Gurgaon.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So humankind have been using metals since the Neolithic age. The earliest piece of metal made by humans, it was a copper axe, which was found and estimated to be anywhere from 5,100 to 5,300 years old. All kinds of metals have been cast and forged. What exactly is a cast? What is casting, Manish?
Casting is basically when you convert the solid material into a liquid form and pour it into any shape, which is the shape which you put in the mold, and it forms that. So it gets casted in a shape, and that's why it's called a casting. So it can be a earring, it can be a brake drum, it can be a small part in the nose, anything.
So what do you use to make the mold? There are different ways you can make the mold, right? The casting.
There are molds which can be permanent. They are made from metallic materials, and there can be molds which are non-permanent. And majority of the castings go into the non-permanent because they can easily reused and recycled. And almost 70% of them are made in sand, which is the most flexible material, because what you need in the mold is a refractory property. It needs to withstand the temperature. So the molds are made out of 70 to 80% are made out of sand, using different binding elements depending on the metal and the metallurgy and the process requirements.
So the way I'm visualizing it is that, say, I need to make a mold of a cell phone cover, very easy one, and I would create a negative image of it on a sand piece, which then you would pour, say, either plastic or say I want a metal case, and I would be able to make myself uncover. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's how it happens. So you make a negative impression of what you want. And to make the negative impression, you have a dye or a pattern, which is the positive impression. From the positive impression, you make a negative impression, and then you pour liquid metal into that negative impression, which forms the shape which you have designed when you want to make a cell phone cover. So you'll have that negative impression formed inside, and it will take that shape.
So has this process remained the same, or has it changed over, you know, the thousands of years humans have been casting and forging?
Yes, the principal elements have remained the same. So sand has been one of the most common element across for centuries. What has changed is the binding agents which are used for bonding the grains together. Because when you're pouring anything which is liquid, it has to stay, hold its shape. To hold the shape, you use different kinds of binders. And there may be a different grades of sand also, some which will be having a high refractory like chromite sand, or some which have basic properties like olivine sand. But majority again goes back to silica sand, which is found on the beaches, which is coming from riverbeds. And more recently, it has been started to get mined also. So it's coming from quarries by crushing. So there are three key resources of sand coming from the natural resources. So that has been the common element for centuries.
So you said this sand is recycled. So what percent is recycled or reused?
So every process, again, as I said, there will be a ratio. One of part of that mold